September 25th, 1918, Office of Victim. I was very afflicted, and I felt a force within my interior which made me want to come out of my usual state. Oh God, what pain! I felt a mortal agony. Only Jesus can know the torment of my soul. I have no words to express it. Besides, I want Jesus alone to know all my pains, therefore I move on. Now, while I was swimming amid bitternesses, my lovable Jesus came all afflicted, and placing a finger on my mouth, told me, "I have made you content, be quiet. Don't you remember how many times I showed you great mortality, cities depopulated, almost deserted, and you told me, 'No, don't do this.' And if you really want to do it, you must allow them to have the time to receive the sacraments? I am doing that. What else do you want? But the heart of man is hard and not completely tired. Man has not yet touched the summit of all evils, and therefore he is not yet satiated. So, he does not surrender, and looks with indifference even upon the epidemic. But these are the preludes. The time will come. It will come, when I will make this evil and perverted generation almost disappear from the earth." I was shaking in hearing this, and I prayed. I wanted to ask Jesus, and I, what should I do? But I did not dare. Then Jesus added, "What I want is that you do not dispose yourself to doing it, although, being free, you can do it. I want you at the mercy of my will." During these last days, it was I who pushed you to go out of your usual state. I wanted to widen the scourge of the epidemic, and I did not want to keep you in it, in order to be more free.